Danny Gaselli, East Coast Radio.
Once again, we have two experts on the show today. First off, Jeremy Bentham, Capri Village Project Manager with the Devemco Group. How's it?
How's it, Danny? How are you going?
Oh, so good, man. And we're also joined by Brad Westanley, Portfolio Manager for the Devemco Group.
How's it, Danny? Good to be here.
Fantastic. So on the show last week, we had Yashina Maharaj from SA Home Loans, and she was asked a question. I think it's better suited for both of you. Have a listen to this.
Daryl here. Is there an age limit for applying for a bond, as I'm in the twilight years of my life?
Good old Daryl there. But I want to add on to that question as well. And what are the key things that people should be looking for when buying a home in their later years?
So from a banking perspective, in my experience, most institutions will grant loans to senior citizens. They do have some limitations on the term, so up to sort of a maximum of 75 years. And with all deals, they look at them on their individual merit. In terms of location, we're seeing the market wanting properties that are geographically located to shopping centers, to medical facilities, their families. And then in terms of the actual designs of the unit, we're wanting stepless, well thought out, low maintenance units in a broader estate.
Look, at my age, I'm also wanting stepless. So
I think the top three features in order of priority, I would say, are first and foremost your security features. I think secondly is your on-site healthcare access. And then lastly, pet-friendly spaces.
Yeah, I love that. Love me a good dog. Hey, are you a dog or a cat person?
Definitely a dog person.
Yeah, me too. Hey, you know, when I moved in with my missus, she was a cat person. I said, one rule when you get a cat is that it doesn't go on the bed. Second day on the bed, stayed there ever since. Anyway, the concept behind old age homes, it seems to be a thing of the past, really. So from what age are people looking to retire these days, and what makes it different from how it used to be in the past?
Well, it's completely different to how it was in the past, Danny. It's a multifaceted and very diverse and dynamic market. The age profile has changed dramatically from people who are sort of active over 50s right up to people in their 70s and 80s. And there are a number of factors driving this. The strides in medical science are a big one, people working longer, and then just general lifestyle benefits of people wanting to embrace more of the world and continue working while they're doing it. So we catered for this to a large extent in our scheme Capri, which focused on all these lifestyle benefits. And we've really seen the benefits of it, having sold out in our first phase and welcoming our first residents in a month's time.
It's amazing. I only hear the best things about Capri, so hats off to you, really. Jeremy, I'm going to direct this to you. What do people need to know about, and I'm going to put my fingers up in the air when I say this, home-based care? And what are some of the other most important facilities that people in their retirement years should be looking for when buying their forever home?
So, Danny, look, residents at Capri Village will have access to on-site primary healthcare nursing services during the day from Monday to Friday. And they will do your basic measures such as advising on health measures, taking blood pressures. There is an option to subscribe to your various levels of home-based care. And the general approach entails implementing your preventive measures and being proactive instead of reactive. I think what is nice about, you know, Total Care being on board with us is that they've got a proven track record. They've provided residents with top medical care and support within, you know, the comfort of one's home. And then regarding facilities, I think, you know, we've got a number of amenities at Capri: outdoor fitness, wellness facilities, open green spaces, private gardens. We've got a clubhouse facility with a heated indoor swimming pool, a library, bowling greens, bocceball courts. And then you also have access to the general Salter Estate sporting facilities.
I was just thinking about it now. Like, if my parents were there, I would just sleep so well knowing that they're in good hands, eh, with so many amazing facilities.
Absolutely.
All right, so there seems to be more retirement villages situated within bigger residential estates. Is that the case? And what's the reason behind it?
Definitely a trend that we're seeing worldwide and in South Africa particularly. Coming out of a post-COVID environment, we've seen this trend in SA particularly, but worldwide as well. We're seeing residents and buyers wanting lifestyle. They're wanting broader scale, open air, safe, secure spaces. And they're wanting to be able to enjoy it with their families. So multi-generational living is a big trend we're seeing come through. You get the benefit of offering a broad market from young families right up to retirees. Kids can play with their grandparents. They can have fun. They can enjoy the combined amenities and community-based living. but you can still maintain independence, which is an important factor for our market.
Absolutely. Now, I've heard the term life rights versus sectional title ownership. What's the difference and which one is better?
So they're very different. There's two legal arrangements in terms of purchasing in the retirement space. Life rights focuses on a benefit during your lifetime. You enter into a contract with the developer. You get the benefit of that during your lifetime, but you don't participate in the upside in any capital growth or escalations, but you do get some reduced costs. So you need to look at both aspects. Sectional title, you retain ownership of the unit, you benefit from the upside, and it also enables you to then pass on the asset to your heirs. And we've seen in our market that that is the scheme that we tend to pursue.
The people that are at Capri at the moment, what are they loving the most about everything that you have to offer?
I think Capri offers something unique in the market in that it does benefit from a broader estate with 5 kilometres of walking trails, of pet-friendly spaces, beautiful green open areas. It's indigenous. The location close to Umhlanga is a huge plus. It's a quaint coastal village. And it's a combination of live, work and play where we see this trend playing out across the country.
Now, the people that end up retiring there, I mean, it's absolutely beautiful. Do you find that at their age, they just kind of chill in their house and watch Netflix? Or do they go out and explore and do the 5K walks and take their pets out?
No, it's a very active market, and that particularly is our focus, an active over 50 space. There's mountain biking and walking trails, it's pet friendly, and guys are just getting out there and living very full, active lives and wanting to really suck the juice out of life.
Look, I actually want to go there at my age now. Is that a possibility? Is there an age limit? Am I too young? Or
no, everyone's welcome.
So you're calling me old. Thanks.
Yeah.
And just to add to that, Danny, we've just completed our show house units, which is fully furnished. So we would love to encourage you to come have a look and let us know what you think.
Brad and Jeremy, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you, Danny.
Awesome.
Thanks a lot, Danny.
Look, if you have any questions for these experts, now is your time to shine. And guess what? It's 100% free of charge. Brad and Jeremy are ready to answer all your questions. So hit us up on the WhatsApp line, 061-792-9495. You'll have your question answered just before 2 o'clock today. Thanks again, guys.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.